Good morning and welcome to Redeemer. We're glad you joined us from your home and hope you'll be enriched by our worship service today. We'll remind you that we will be celebrating Holy Communion later in our worship service, and I invite you to get your elements ready to celebrate there in your home as well. Good news. The pictorial directories are here. And so I wanted to show you, because it does look a little different than some of the ones that we've had before. It's a little bit smaller, and that's in part because research has shown that these are more convenient for most people. Also doesn't have any activity pages or anything. People are looking online for that kind of thing now, so the directory isn't. It took a long time, but that's because of shutdowns from LifeTouch, not our end, but their end. But they're here. We have them in the narthex. If you happen to be out in the area and you can stop by the church, you'd be able to pick yours up. However, please know they are only for those who have had their picture made. We don't have extras. If you had your picture made, you can come by and get your directory. It's here. This coming Friday, we will be loading a truck for Williamsburg County, and we invite all of you who might feel safe to come help. We're starting about 4:30 or 5 o'clock. Please come and give us your assistance. On Thursday, the Thursday Bible study, we're starting a new topic this week. We're going to begin a study of Philippians. And finally, for me, before we turn it over to Amanda, for me, I would remind you that this is our week for family promise. I don't know if you were going to say anything about that or not.
Oh, please, go ahead.
But we, with the pandemic going on, we can't host people here in our own building, but yet it is still our week for responsibility for them. And I invite your prayer for family promise for our families and for all who continue to work with that program. Vicar Amanda.
All right. So we continue our At the Well Bible study on Sundays, today at 2 p.m. If you're interested in joining us and you haven't before, just send me an email and I'll get you that Zoom link. We're having a lot of fun and I hope that you'll come join us. Also, we'll be starting a new book study in February, and that book will be What's So Amazing About Grace by Philip Yancey. And so we invite anyone who is interested, and it's over Zoom, so you don't have to even be in the Columbia area to join us. It's at 2 o'clock Eastern on Sundays. If you need more information on how to get that book, let me know and I can help you out with that. We're still continuing the Share the Warmth Coat Drive Challenge. We've already met the 100 coats we challenged ourselves to. Right now, I hear it's at 109, but I'm not sure that's right. I think there might be some more. So we'll have some updated numbers for you soon. And my last announcement, we have a little fun going on our Facebook page. As I have... No, don't leave, Pastor Gary. Don't leave. So as I have uploaded all of the wonderful YouTube videos of Pastor Gary doing Pastor Gary Live, I've noticed a pattern. And that pattern is plaid. And so we're having just a little bit of fun and taking guesses as to how many short and long-sleeved plaid shirts that Pastor Gary has. And don't worry, I'm not even sure he knows how many he has, but Nan does. She counted for me. And if you want to place your guess without going over on the comments on the Facebook page, you can do so. And we have a little prize for whoever's closest without going over. So you have a lot of plaid shirts, Pastor Gary.
You know, Amanda was going to make a really fine preacher if she had survived her internship.
There's still 6 months to go. We'll
yeah,
see.
Right. Let us prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose voice is upon the waters, whose mercy is poured out upon all people, whose goodness cascades over all creation. Amen. Let us confess our sin, trusting in the abundant grace of God.
Holy God, you search us and know us. You are acquainted with all our ways. We confess that our hearts are burdened by sin, our own sins, and the broken systems that bind us. We turn inward, failing to follow your outward way of love. We distrust those who are not like us. We exploit the earth and its resources, and fail to consider generations to come. Forgive us, gracious God, for all we have done and left undone. Even before the words are on our tongues, you know them. Receive them in your divine mercy. Amen. How vast is God's grace! Through the power and promise of Jesus Christ, our sins are washed away, and we are claimed as God's own beloved. Indeed, we are forgiven. In the wake of God's forgiveness, we are called to be the beloved community, living out Christ's justice and the Spirit's reconciling peace. Amen.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by grace alone you call us and accept us in your service. Strengthen us by your Spirit and make us worthy of your call. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. So I'd invite any children or children at heart to join me at the screen. So today, when Pastor Gary gets up in the pulpit, he's going to read us a part of Scripture where Jesus goes out and talks to people and says, "Follow me." And that makes me think about a game that I know I've played a bunch, and maybe you've played it too. And it's too bad that the pandemic is going, or else we'd play it together here. It's called Follow the Leader. And so when you play Follow the Leader, whoever's in the front of the line does something, and everybody else behind them does the same thing. So they might walk around and pretend they're an airplane. They might hop. They might crawl on all fours. And everybody in the line does the same thing. And so I was thinking, when Jesus talked with these people who became his friends and said, "Follow me," they were learning how to follow the leader and do what Jesus does. So when Jesus was going and caring for people that were sick, his friends were doing the same thing. They were following Jesus. When Jesus went and prayed, his friends went and prayed with him. When Jesus went and talked to people about what it means to have a relationship with God, his friends were there learning and following along. And that's what we're supposed to do too. We can read about all the things that Jesus did, and we can follow what Jesus did as well. We can help people and feed people and care for people and teach people all sorts of things about God. And it doesn't matter if you're this big or this big, everybody can follow Jesus in that way. I'm glad you joined us this morning. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, who is the best leader at the game Follow the Leader. Help us to watch what Jesus does. Help us to follow Jesus in every way that we can. And all God's children said, Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 and 10. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. The word of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Suddenly, Jesus shows up. If you are reading along in the Gospel of Mark, you learn the story of John the Baptist. And it ends up with John arrested, and suddenly there is Jesus. Suddenly there's Jesus, the one John the Baptist was talking about and pointing to. Suddenly there's Jesus proclaiming the best news of all: the kingdom of God has come near. Sometimes it doesn't seem that way. Sometimes in our divided, political, pandemic-gripped world, it doesn't seem like the kingdom of God is near. I have a story to share with you today that begs to differ. It's a story from about 10 years ago, and it was written by Rick Riley, a columnist at that time for ESPN magazine. Now, that's not a place you might expect to find a story about the kingdom of God being near. But listen now. It's about two high school football teams, Grapevine Faith and Gainesville State. He writes, "They played the oddest game in high school football history last month down in Grapevine, Texas. It was Grapevine Faith versus Gainesville State School, and everything about it was upside down. For instance, when Gainesville came out to take the field, the Grapevine fans made a 40-yard spirit line for them to run through." Did you hear that? The other team's fans. They even made a banner for players to crash through at the end that said, "Go Tornadoes," which was also weird because the Gainesville Faith team is the Lions. It was rivers running uphill and cats petting dogs. More than 200 Grapevine Faith fans sat on the Gainesville State side and kept cheering the Gainesville players on by name. "I never in my life thought I'd hear people cheering for us to hit their kids," recalls Gainesville's quarterback and middle linebacker Isaiah. "I wouldn't expect another parent to tell somebody to hit their kids, but they wanted us to." And even though Grapevine walloped them 33-14, the Gainesville kids were so happy that after the game they gave head coach Mark Williams a sideline squirt bottle shower like he'd just won state. Got to be the first Gatorade bath in history for an 0-9 coach. But then you saw the 12 uniformed officers escorting the 14 Gainesville players off the field, and two started to make four. They lined the players up in groups of five, handcuffs ready in their back pockets, and marched them to the team bus. That's because Gainesville is a maximum security correctional facility 75 miles north of Dallas. Every game it plays is on the road. This all started when Grapevine's head coach, Chris Hogan, wanted to do something kind for the Gainesville team. They had never played Gainesville before, but he already knew the score. After all, Faith was 7-2 going into the game. Gainesville 0-8 with two touchdowns all year. Faith has 70 kids, 11 coaches, the latest equipment, and involved parents. Gainesville has a lot of kids with convictions for drugs, assault, and robbery, many of whose families had disowned them, wearing 7-year-old shoulder pads and ancient helmets. So Hogan had this idea. What if half of our fans, for one night only, cheered for the other team? He sent out an email asking the faithful to do just that. "Here's the message I want you to send," Hogan wrote. "You are just as valuable as any other person on planet Earth." Some people were naturally confused. One faith player walked into Hogan's office and asked, "Coach, why are we doing this?" And Hogan said, "Imagine if you didn't have a home life. Imagine if everybody had pretty much given up on you. Now imagine what it might mean for hundreds of people to suddenly believe in you." The next thing you know, the Gainesville Tornadoes were turning around on their bench to see something they never had before. Hundreds of fans and actual cheerleaders. "I thought maybe they were confused," said Alex, a Gainesville lineman. "They started yelling, 'Defense,' when their team had the ball." I said, "What? Why are they cheering for us?" It was a strange experience for boys who most people cross the street to avoid. "We can tell people are a little afraid of us when we come to the game," says Gerald, a lineman who will wind up doing more than 3 years. "You can see it in their eyes. They're looking at us like we're criminals. But these people, they were yelling for us by our names." Maybe it figures that Gainesville played better than it had all season, scoring the game's last two touchdowns. Of course, this might be because Hogan put his third string nose guard at safety and his third string cornerback at defensive end. Still, after the game, both teams gathered in the middle of the field to pray. And that's when Isaiah surprised everybody by asking to lead. "We had no idea what the kid was going to say," remembers Coach Hogan. But Isaiah said this, "Lord, I don't know how this happened, so I don't know how to say thank you. But I never would have known there were so many people in the world that cared about us." And it was a good thing everybody's heads were bowed, because they might have seen Hogan wiping away tears. As the Tornadoes walked back to their bus under guard, they were each handed a bag for the ride home. A burger, some fries, a soda, some candy, a Bible, and an encouraging letter from a faith player. The Gainesville coach saw Hogan, grabbed him hard by the shoulders, and said, "You'll never know what you people did for these kids tonight. You'll never, ever know." and as the bus pulled away. All the Gainesville players crammed to one side and pressed their hands to the window, staring at these people they'd never met before, watching their waves and smiles disappearing into the night. Riley concludes, "Anyway, with the economy 6 feet under and Christmas running on about 3.5 reindeer, it's nice to know that one of the best presents you can give is still absolutely free. Hope." Just when you think you've got everything all understood, suddenly Jesus shows up. Suddenly, the kingdom of God is near. Believe the good news. Amen.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God and Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Creative God, you wove the universe together in the most perfect way. You created stars so big that we can't even imagine. You created the intricacy of cells and atoms so tiny they are beyond our sight. And God, you called everything good. God, you called us to be stewards of all that you have created. Help us to see the ways in which the environment is changing. Guide us in owning our part of the issues and stir us to work toward preserving all that you have made. Lord, in your mercy. God of healing and wholeness, you care for all of humanity and creation. You are with us in the midst of our joy and carry us through our grief. You always hold us close to you. God, help us reach for you in our times of need. Guide us to care for one another and allow others to care for us. Loving God, we lift the prayers of our friends, family, and community to you now. Lord, in your mercy. God in Trinity, you in and of yourself exist in community. You call all of humanity into community with you and with creation. You designed us for connection with one another. God of peace, give us hearts of grace and mercy in times of conflict. Help us to shine the light of accountability on injustice and violence. Stir us to amplify the voices of the oppressed and marginalized. And let us all work for peace. Lord, in your mercy. God of wonder and truth, throughout the world you witness your children building your community. You see the small acts done in great love, the good news of your grace and love being proclaimed in conversations and in relationships. Everlasting and all-knowing God, give us eyes to see and ears to hear those working for your kingdom in the here and now. Give us hands to serve and feet to walk alongside others. Help us live lives of discipleship following you always. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son, and in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. Christ Jesus, at this table we have feasted on your very life and are strengthened for our journey. Send us forth from this banquet, nourished in body and in spirit, to proclaim your good news and serve others in your name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Peace. Serve the Lord.